This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I don't want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here. Sanity. What is that all about? Another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. Being part of the conversation, being part of the process, if you would. Seriously. And I always say to you, you know what, give me your email address. Head over to the website. You know, there's a place to put your email address in over there. That way there, I can send you an email once a week and let you know what's going on. If you want to sign up for our texting, that will, I promise we'll be doing shortly. I'm just trying to tweak it up, make it look good and work right. You want to text TRS, right, the real side, TRS. You want to do that to 313131. If I can't make it any easier than that, TRS to 313131 and add you to the list. And if you, you know, at any point in time you decide, nah, I'm not really digging this, you can always do a stop. You'll stop the texting and that'll be it. You won't have to worry about it. All right. So first off, so some of you little trolls that listen, you don't get all crazy on me. Here's the deal. My heart goes out to those who have lost everything in these fires. All right? And if you've lost a loved one, there's no words to fix this for you. We already know that. And as happens in every gun shooting in this country, whenever there's a mass shooting, right, what's the first thing you hear? We have to pull the guns back. We have to stop this. Seriously, right? It goes on for days, and it never stops. And now Jerry Brown and those guys want to blame all these fires on global warming, and no matter what we do, you won't fix this overnight. Really that simple. It'll take decades to get that 0.00175 degree of a change after 30, 40, 50 years, if at all. But what you find out is the fires aren't due to global warming. And even if you take the equation out that somebody may have lit them up, made them happen on purpose. But here's the problem. They have not done the kind of forestry they needed to do in California for decades. Decades. And Governor Moonbeam knows better than him, and I know what he's doing. The reason why he won't get on board with this is because the more devastation is done, the more heartstrings we can pull on, the more he can sell his global warming stuff. Right? So back in, I think it was the early 2017, and these fires were happening, things were going crazy. Right? And Jerry was running all around the place, not just California, but all around the world, getting behind this whole global warming thing. Right? And we're burning up, and he called it the new California normal, and so we decided to do something about global warming. Why isn't this happening everywhere else in the world? Why isn't every state that's got, you know, heavy trees like Maine? Heavy brush? Why aren't they constantly in flames? He said, with climate change, some scientists are saying Southern California is literally burning up. And burning up is maybe a metaphor or description, not just to the fires right here, but what we can expect over the next years and even decades. That's according to Jerry Brown. As California burns once again, right? He's going, and many Californians are going, you know, what are we going to do to fix this? First of all, I don't know if you guys know this, but we don't own those big planes that you see putting out the fires. We actually lease those from a Canadian company. With the money we wasted, we spend, and we've blown already in a bullet train to nowhere that will never come to fruition. What would somebody come up with? We could buy 24 or 30 of those planes for the amount of money we've wasted, that we've blown on the bullet train. So instead of leasing two or three of these things, we could own a whole fleet of these puppies. And again, he's blaming all this on global warming. And he won't back off it because he's got too many people that will support him, right? But supporting an Obama-era regulation having resulted in a new normal and an endless and devastating fire season, the Obama-era regulations introduced excessive layers of bureaucracy. You ready for this one? This is due to Obama. That blocked proper forest management. Now, under Obama, the EPA passed laws where you had to take certain precautions when you had a stupid little standing pond, koi pond on your property. You could be fined and go to jail for not doing it exactly right. I mean, I want you to think about that. And because of all these overreaching EPA regulations, they couldn't do forest management properly. So as a result of the far too many radical environmentalists, bureaucrats, and leftist politicians who'd rather let the forest burn than let anyone thin out the vegetation, you know, thin out the overgrown trees, take out the dead stuff that burns like crazy, and let professional loggers harvest usable timber. Right? No, they leave it so that you get more beetle infestation. They leave it so there's more fuel for the fires. I mean, they've been doing it for years. And only the true eco-freaks are the ones pushing back and fighting back. Let's see if you can guess how many dead trees there are sitting in California forests. Well, now they're burned up dead trees. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Hey, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want to make sure that you keep coming back. So if you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things happening there, a whole bunch of things you need to be involved with, a whole bunch of things that you just really need to make sure that you're paying attention to what's happening. Seriously. You know, you really need to make sure that before you start spewing and posting stories and doing all that crazy stuff, that you have a handle, you have a hold on what's happening. An understanding, if you would. Again, one more time, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, part of the reason I'm going through the story that we're going through is that California's burning, and yes, it's man-made. No question about it. Not the kind you think it is, though. I was sitting with somebody who's a pretty rational person, and they were telling me how, though they agreed with what Trump had to say, they didn't agree with the way he said it. And I get it. I get it. When you're talking about a moment where, you know, houses are burning down, people are losing loved ones, they can't find their pets, and you make some of the tweets or some of the comments that Trump made, the timing was off. That's all it was. The timing was just bad. And I'm here to tell you, forget about the timing for the moment. If this was a shooting in a school, you'd have protests in the streets. Well, this is killing people. We've lost lives, 30 or 40 lives now. We have thousands of people out of their homes. We've had all kinds of devastation. And you can blame it on global warming all you want, but you'd be wrong. Most of the experts agree that the reason for the fires have nothing to do with global warming. They have everything to do with, you know, forestry mismanagement. I asked you before the break, how many trees you think, dead trees, well, now burned trees, hanging out in California's forests? According to the experts, not Jerry Brown, not Republicans or Democrats, but the experts, there's 128 million dead trees throughout California forests. Come on, let that sink in. Dry, dead trees. And those of you who have fireplaces or you like doing the bonfires and stuff like that, you know how nice that is to start a fire with. How easy it is. And then on top of that, you have tens of thousands of acres of forest that have dead bushes. Right? Dead grass. I mean, all kinds of things that would go up really fast that fires really like. But Jerry Brown, he's looking at ways to prevent the end of the world. Took to the Clinton and the Obama era gross regulations to stop further. Right? I mean, he took this whole thing to a whole different level. He actually vetoed, ready for this one? A true bipartisan wildfire management bill. He decided that them talking about cleaning up the forest had absolutely nothing to do with forest fires. Right? The 129 million or 128 million trees that hung out that were dead, that were great killing, had absolutely nothing to do with the fires. All right? And Gavin Newsom, who agrees with him, is just like him, has just been elected governor. So expect more fires. More major fires. And for you Dems that support them, you know, elections have consequences. At the request of the City Council of Laguna Beach, Senator John Morlock, out of Costa Mesa, authored SB 1463. It was a bipartisan bill which would have given local governments more say in fire prevention. You hear that? It would actually, God forbid, it would put the power back in the hands of the people. Come on, think about that. Right? And it would give them more say in how they handle fire prevention. And the stuff could have been run through, the processes could have been run through the Public Utilities Commission. They could come up with maps and processes and how they would handle it and how they would work together. Wow, think about that. California legislators actually doing what they're supposed to do. Well, legislators, period, doing what they're supposed to do. Morlock's bill came about on February 2nd, 2016. The Public Utilities Commission served the final version of the fire map to the city of Laguna Beach, and it was not placed within the low-risk margins of the Utility Fire Threat Index. Governor Brown vetoed the bill, despite being passed by the legislature 75-0, and the assembly was 39-0 in the Senate. I'm sorry, it was 75-0 in the assembly, 39-0 in the Senate. Nobody was against this. Now, the governor's veto didn't properly address why he vetoed the bill. Brown claimed that the PUC and the Cal Fires have already been doing that, Morlock's bill. Now, how on earth could he kill a bill passed by everybody in the Senate? Everybody was in agreement. This was like a time where he should have signed the bill and ran out and bought a lottery ticket. Or they should have been watching for lightning strikes out of his window, because this just doesn't happen. But I'm going to go a step further with this, something that's not in the story that I know to be true. If you have that kind of spread, where every single legislator is in agreement with the bill, it would have been really simple to pass that bill. They could have vetoed the governor's vetoed. Right? They could have overridden his veto with 2/3 vote of the legislature as a whole. He had it, or they had it. So did they really want this? Was this just a statement? Did he threaten them to veto other things that they wanted? Because, you know, that's how they play those games. I wonder. I'm curious. But the bill wouldn't have only safeguarded Laguna and other high-risk fire communities. It would have helped other communities up and down the state, many that are threatened by wildfires. There might be sparks by fallen power lines. We have a lot of high tension power lines around. You know, unlike some other areas, I grew up in Massachusetts, and you know, when you go through Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, northern New York, a lot of woods, a lot of forest, but it's got moisture in it. It's got some dampness going on. We're in the desert over here. And even after these guys complained about the governor's veto, they still didn't do anything about it. So I can't believe they really wanted to do something about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with me. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The damage from the campfire in Northern California is overwhelming. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Brock Long says in many areas, communities will need to rebuild from the ground up.
This is going to be extremely difficult. When you have total losses like Paradise, you have to concentrate on helping communities bring back the infrastructure. Without the infrastructure, you can't rebuild businesses, and you can't support those who have homes left or those with temporary homes.
KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign.
Governor Brown finally got a first-hand look at the carnage wrought by the deadliest and most destructive wildfire in California history.
This is so devastating that I don't really have the words to describe it. It looks like a war zone. It is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. And you got to be part, you have got to be part of the conversation. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. And you got to be more than just talking to each other. Seriously. It's got to be more than just you agreeing with each other, being in the same room on the same page. You need to bring this to your friends. Okay? You need to let them know what's going on. You need to poke them and get them engaged. Get them as irritated about this kind of stuff in Los Angeles. We were watching over, or the Republicans watching over the recounts in L.A. And that's great, and that's wonderful, and I appreciate it. But my understanding was that we were outnumbered like 3-1. And it's hard to keep up when they're setting up tables and setting up counters everywhere. And we don't have anybody there watching and making notes and making noise. It's almost impossible to catch up. I should say it is impossible to catch up. Right? 855-REAL-JOE and 855-732-5563. I really do. You know, appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of all of this. And I mean all of it. I mean, I've touched on subjects that you like and you don't think they're exciting, what have you, but I'm telling you what, I try to talk about stuff that you can step out on, that really means something. That, again, we can beat on the government. We can beat on the Democrats 24/7. There's other people doing that. But you need information. You need to know what to do about it. You know, again, you've got the voter fraud that's coming out across the country is proof, but you won't see it happen. But it's proof that we need to change the way we're doing things. We need to change the way we're doing a lot. And I ain't talking computers. Don't be throwing that computer stuff in my face, because I spent 20 years in computers. I am not interested in turning this over to electronics. The when you talk about what's taking place, right? They knew weeks ahead of time that there were massive holes in the system that made us ripe for fraud. And when I say that, I mean, you can't have 24 people at a county counting center to watch over a couple million votes coming in. It's impossible. And over and over again, you've seen things come up. Like in August, the Justice Department announced it was prosecuting 19 foreign nationals for illegal voting in North Carolina. Some of them voted in multiple elections. And those prosecutions are going on now. Right? A month later, early September, Californians learned that weeks before the election, because there was a mistake at the DMV, they're willing to admit to, notice how I put that, they're willing to admit to 1,500 people being improperly registered to vote. I saw a video earlier today that took place in California where the woman went in and asked the poll worker if her boyfriend could vote. He had a driver's license, so he had ID, but he really wasn't legal yet, but he was a DACA person, and that's how he got the ID. And the woman kept telling her, just bring him in. Bring him in. We'll help him vote. Bring him in. Just bring him in. She should have said, no, I'm sorry. He's not a citizen. He cannot vote. Why would she be telling him to bring him in? Now, somebody would love to say, well, they're just trying to be nice. They're just trying to check it out. No. If they've been told that they're not, if they're not here legally, they don't have a right to vote, period. That's the fight that's going on right now in Florida and Georgia. They're trying to get them to count votes from illegals. The State Department of Motor Vehicles, another one. Earlier in California, earlier in the year, they botched over 23,000 registrations. And they double registered potentially tens of thousands more. You think anybody's gone in and cleaned that up? I would bet you lunch at the most expensive place on the planet they haven't cleaned that up. We know for sure that our registrar in California, in Los Angeles County, has been presented with 60,000 bad registrations and refuses to do anything about them. The Heritage Foundation has added over 20 new cases to its online election fraud database. Right? They document over 1,100 proven cases of election fraud over 47 of the states. And just over 1,000 of them resulted in a criminal conviction. So when people say, now they're going to say, well, come on, Joe. There's 1,000 of them. I mean, 1,000 of them. Millions of votes. 120 million votes could be cast. And you're worried about 1,000 votes. Yes, I am. Because I personally know people and care for people who have lost by a couple hundred votes. A couple hundred votes. You could turn that around. I'll bet you, if a group of us sat down and started going over the votes just for, you just pick one election, one person, that's the only one you check. I'll bet you you wouldn't get into 10% of the votes that you got through without finding enough bad voting in there to turn it around. And here in California, they had an unprecedented amount of late ballots that came in. Do you hear what I said? Unprecedented amount. Like never seen before. That means that they were pounding on doors to get people to mail their stuff in the last day. And maybe even later than that. I don't know. So, when it comes to this stuff, I expect all kinds of things to happen during an election. But this has been like amazingly fraudulent. Amazingly. The one from Philadelphia, really disturbing. Now the members of the election board responsible for administering polling in a special election, they abused their authority to deny voters an opportunity to freely cast their ballots. And that's according to Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro. Okay, certain people employed harassment and intimidation against voters who wanted to vote for candidates of their choice, but not the candidate being pushed by the city's Democratic Party machine. Why aren't these people brought up on charges? Right? I mean, why aren't these people thrown out, brought up on charges? I got a whole list. In front of me, I've probably got a list of two-thirds of a page of these things happening in different cities, and the election officials just ignoring them, using terms like, well, that happened. That's what happens in an election. No, it doesn't happen in my election. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you're spending with me, with us. We do appreciate the time you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just truly, just being involved in the conversation as a whole. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that racist, homophobic, immigration woman-hating president of ours, Donald Trump. He has nominated someone that will make the left's eyeballs pop for judge, because they've already set the narrative. But I got to tell you something. Based on what I've seen happen with the American electorate over the last couple of months, I don't know. Either we're not doing our job and verbally pounding on people enough to get them to understand what's going on, or we've just got a large group of low IQ people voting out there. I mean, I'm agreeing with Nancy Pelosi, right? She said it, I didn't. Low information voters. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week. Always a lot of fun to have him on. We are not going to stop, though, with my relentless pounding away at voter fraud. I don't care if it's one vote. One vote. You steal one vote, you spit on the graves of every soldier, everybody who's fought for our right to vote in this country. One vote. Okay? And if you go look, and since I don't want to make this a political issue, you go look at the cases that have been prosecuted, and then you look at who's been thrown in jail over. You look at who's been found guilty of it. I'll leave that up to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've done those stories over and over and over again. Let's get to the president. That homophobic, racist, woman-hating, immigrant-hating president, Donald Trump. He's nominating Naomi now, if I massacre this name, I'm not doing it on purpose. I massacre all kinds of names. Her name is Naomi Rao, administrator of the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, for a seat on the U.S. Court of Appeals in the D.C. Circuit. Speaking at the White House, Diwali celebration Tuesday, the president said that he was slated to make the announcement on Wednesday, but was so delighted by the event that he couldn't stand it. He opened his mouth and just spewed it out. Now, Diwali is a Hindu, right? I mean, Diwali is a Hindu religious festival, and Rao is an Indian American. He said, I just nominated Naomi to be on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, the seat of Justice Brett, the one Brett Kavanaugh left open. An immigrant, a woman, and someone who doesn't share the same religious beliefs he does. Wow. What happened? You think he was drinking when he did that? My God, he's going to wake up. I know he doesn't drink, but maybe he smokes dope. We were talking about that earlier. He might wake up tomorrow morning and go, oh my God, what did I just do? No. If you'd stop hating him so much, I don't like everything he does either, but if you stop hating him so much, you know, you'd start looking at some of the stuff that he does, some of the good stuff he does. You know, you're just wishing sickness on yourselves. You guys that hate him so much that you spend 24/7 up trying to make fun of, looking at, tearing apart everything he says, you're just driving yourself to sickness. You will reap the reward of that. And you know what I mean by that. Anyway, he said, Trump said he was going to announce it the next day, but he couldn't hold himself. He just let it go. She went on to respond that she said, thank you very much, Mr. President, for the confidence you've shown in me. She said, I greatly appreciate it. Now, the D.C. Circuit seat in question was vacated by Justice Kavanaugh. By the way, I'm still waiting for CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, ABCD, EFG, HIJ, KLMNOP to come forward and levy an apology to Brett Kavanaugh. You know, for them trying to hang him. And now we find out that the women who accuse him, or two of them at least, will even take it down to the one that's been all over the place apologizing for lying on him. We didn't hear them put up an apology. Hey, do you know what that story is? You mentioned it the other day where the woman said that even though they weren't raped, they were raped, or even though he wasn't there, they were still raped, or something like that. Do you remember that? No? Kavanaugh. Oh. They were saying something like that. Even though he wasn't there, they were still raped. I'm going, wow, you guys are sick. You are sick, sick, sick. Rao is the daughter of Indian immigrants. She has served as the Trump administration's deregulatory czar since 2000. I love that term, czar. Since 2017. So he came in. He nominated a woman who was an immigrant who doesn't share his religious beliefs. What? What a woman hater. What a racist. What a... See what I mean? See how stupid this is? Before re-entering the White House, she founded and led the Center for the Study of Administrative State of George Mason Universities, and she served at the Antonin Scalia Law School. God, they're going to hate her. You already know she sounds like a conservative, right? The center seeks to advance and curate debates over the scope of federal regulatory authority, increasingly a priority for conservative legal scholars. Also activists who fear agency power, and they are very powerful. I don't know if some of you understand that when a law is passed, all the regulations aren't in the law. Guidelines are given, but the regulatory agency decides what the guidelines are, what the issues are, and how to enforce those laws. It's scary. Rao has led to the Trump administration to meaningful successes in vaunted regulatory rollback. She talked about the administration's achievements in the Washington Post op-ed back in October 21st. You might want to go find it. The benefits of deregulation are felt far and wide, she said, from lower consumer prices to more jobs, and in the long run, improvements to quality of life. It also helps to create more innovative services, which I agree. You regulate something to death, and I mean to death. Just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. She said conservative legal commentators, they say conservative legal commentators praise Trump's pick. Right? They also praise her when she was picked for the first office that she had to the administration. She's got extensive experience in the field of administrative law. She'll be an asset on the D.C. Circuit Court because they review, the appeals that they review are mostly litigation involving various federal agencies. So she'll be a good addition. She's smart. She's thorough. Right? She loves Scalia. That's good too. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I know. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be nasty. But this is we hear all day, every day, what a nasty man is. How much he hates women. How much he hates immigrants. We hear it all the time. But when you can start going, look at what he does. It's a whole different animal. It's the same thing with the presidents prior to him. All of them saying they were going to move Jerusalem, right? No, don't think about it. All of them said that. Did any of them actually do it? You're right. No. Seriously, no. So here's a president who says things, made campaign promises, tells people he's going to do stuff, and the only time to get mad is when he does it. Is that where we're at now? We're so sure that they're going to lie to us, that the president and others are going to lie to us, that when they don't, we actually get mad about it? Right? Isn't that funny? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. You know, there's so much going on. In the next hour, we're going to talk about a school that punished a male teacher for refusing to watch, ready for this, a naked girl in the boys' locker room. You know, where does the craziness stop? When do my rights, when do I get to keep my rights? When do I get to keep my belief systems? Right? I'm just saying. This is truly getting out of control. Earlier, Brett Baer was reporting that the FBI sources tell him that there will be indictments in the Clinton Foundation investigation that they're doing. But you know what? I'm not interested. Unless it's who you and I both believe should be indicted. It's about time we stop. We need to just stop making excuses for her and others, not just her, others as well. I don't care if it's George W. I don't care who it is. Stop making excuses for what these people have done and hold your feet to the fire. For me, it's really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look it, go heat up your coffee or whatever drink that you have. Refresh the drink that you have. And then I want you to come back because, again, I've got all kinds. We're going to talk about the school that punished the teacher for not wanting to watch a naked girl in the boys' room. And you already know what that's all about, right? We'll talk about the FBI sources that say that the Clinton Foundation, there will be indictments there. Got a lot of crazy stuff coming up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're coming back in just a little bit.